This here is Fish Fry, coming to you from eejournal.com. I'm your host, as always, Amelia M. Dalton, and coming up right here, right now, is a good old-fashioned design automation smackdown. In the blue corner, we have the reigning technical program chair for the Design Automation Conference, Chuck Alpert. And in the other corner, straight from the Embedded Systems Conference, he's an author and virtual prototyping big man from Synopsys, Tom DeShutter. Folks, this is going to be a battle like no EDA tool battle you have ever seen. Or perhaps, let's just talk instead. That sound good? Because the last time that I got in the ring, I was washing barbecue sauce out of my hair for, well, that's a story for another day, isn't it? First up, let's welcome Chuck Alpert to the show. Chuck is here to give us the lowdown about this year's Design Automation Conference, what tracks are being offered, how you can go on the cheap, and what the parties, I mean receptions, are going to look like. Check it out. Hey, Chuck, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
All right, Chuck, let's get down to some brass tacks. What's the cheapest way my audience can get to DAC this year?
Well, you can get to the exhibit only special for only $65, and that'll get you to the floor. It'll also get you to all the keynotes and visionary talks, and there are several of those every day to pick from, so you'll get to take advantage of all that's going on the DAC floor and hear the most important, best content that we have to offer. And that's just $65 and covers all 4 days of DAC. And then just for a little bit more, we also offer a designer special. And what that will get you into is the designer track, which happens on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. On Monday, the designer track will be focusing specifically on IP. Typically, IP has been a bit underrepresented in terms of technical content at DAC. So this year, we've branded a whole bunch of technical content specifically devoted to IP for Monday. And then the traditional designer track content on front end and back end will be Tuesday, Wednesday. And that pass is also very cheap. I think it's $99 for ACM IEEE members, and it's good for all 3 days of the floor show and the designer track on Monday through Wednesday.
Cool. So, Chuck, let's talk more about the tracks being offered at this year's show.
Sure. Again, I already talked about the designer track, which happens on the floor downstairs. You get IP and design content. Upstairs, we have two big new initiatives. We have automotive and security. So traditionally, DAC has its research sessions, its panels, and its special sessions, and all that core content is still there. That typically adds up to 6 parallel tracks, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So you get tons of this technical content. But in addition, this year we have added 2 technical tracks on Tuesday and Wednesday for automotive, an additional technical track on Wednesday for security, and then 2 more on Thursday for security. So we have a lot more technical content focused on those new vertical initiatives for DAC. So we're definitely trying to grow the offerings to focus on these new directions in EDA.
Very cool. So in addition to these tracks, there are quite a few cool tutorials being offered at this year's Design Automation Conference. Tell me about those.
Sure. Because we have the new initiatives at DAC on automotive and security, we have 2 special tutorials this year, one on automotive and one on security, specifically to hopefully get people who are not too familiar with those contents kind of prepared for the technical content that's going to be there later in the week. Tutorials are all on Monday. In addition, we have tutorials on physical design, low-power circuits, deep submicron, post-silicon validation, system-level power, 3D packaging. Overall, there's 11 tutorials. And the way it works is you have them offered at different times during the day on Monday, and so you could take up to 3 different tutorials for one price. So you can pick the 3 you like the best and go to all of them on Monday. And it's generally a great deal, I think $99 for ACM IEEE members.
Fantastic. That sounds really cool. So, Chuck, let's talk about what I love the most about DAC, the parties, or receptions. Where are the cool parties going to be this year?
Well, we basically have a party every day at DAC. That's how you got to think of it. So on Sunday, we have the welcoming reception, and that takes place in early evening. On Monday, we also have a networking reception at the Auto Village, specifically, you know, again, to try and highlight our growth in automotive for this year's DAC. And then we also have on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday networking receptions afterwards, again, to bring everyone together after the conference is over with music, and we'll have those every day after the floor show. And we also have one on Thursday at the end of DAC to close up the conference. In addition, on Wednesday, The reception will also be combined with the Works in Progress poster session. So not only can you kind of, you know, relax and network, it'll also be a good chance to check out a whole bunch of posters on interesting content that will be presented in that session.
Awesome. I'm definitely checking out that reception. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Chuck. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
You as well. Thank you.
Oh, you didn't think we were done with this week's Design Automation Roustabout, did you? Next up, I have the one and only, at least the only one that I know, Tom DeShutter from Synopsys. Tom is breaking down virtual prototyping and laying down how we can get better software faster. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for joining me today, Tom.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, first off, you just edited a book called Better Software Faster, Best Practices in Virtual Prototyping. Now, Tom, who needs to read this book, and what will they learn?
The book is really targeted at a wide range of people who are involved in software development or who are managing teams that are involved in software development. So the goal of the book is to explain people how they can use virtual prototyping to shift left their product development cycle and pull in the software development without having any hardware available. So as such, it's both executives who are looking at how can they pull in the development of their overall product and software developers and project managers who are looking at how can they leverage the benefits of a virtual prototype.
So this book was a true collaboration between a lot of different companies. Tell me about that aspect.
Yeah, we worked together with over 25 contributors from different companies. There is the main outline of what is virtual prototyping, what's the value, but what truly makes this book unique is that there are a lot of case studies, best practices from companies around the world in automotive, mobile, consumer, and industrial applications talking about how virtual prototyping helped them to move in software development, to increase software quality, and to have better collaboration between the hardware team and the software team.
So Tom, what do you think is driving this new push towards virtual prototyping?
It's really a combination of factors. On one hand, if you look at mobile and consumer, there's a push to get those products out to market more quickly. There's more processors in them than ever. The software content is really kind of defining the products. So as such, those companies are forced to completely pull in and shift left their development. If you then look at industrial or automotive applications, you're starting to deal with, first of all, also a lot of software content, but then also a need to have that software content to be really safe. So you want to do a lot of fault injection, a lot of testing, and that's where virtual prototypes can also help, since they're a software model of the hardware to help you to insert faults and see if the software actually reacts in a safe way. So in different markets, there's a different push, but overall, the amount of processors that are popping up in all these applications and the explosion of software is driving a lot of the need for virtual prototyping.
That makes sense. So Tom, where can my audience go buy a copy of this book?
Well, we can do even better. So they can actually go to synopsys.com/VPbook for virtual prototyping book, and they can download a free copy of the book. So they just need to fill out a survey. They get their own individual PDF of the book. If they want to have a printed copy of the book, they can go to Amazon and get the book over there.
Great. Well, I think that's all I have time for. Thank you so much for joining me today, Tom. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
I think that's just about enough design automation for one day. But before we go, how about a little EE Journal social media message? If you haven't gotten around to liking us on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. You can also check out our tweets at EEJournalTFM and join our circle on Google+. We also have a YouTube channel full of all kinds of techie awesomeness. That includes both EEJournal.com's popular Chalk Talk webcast series hosted by yours truly, and my new video series called On the Scene. Oh yes, and by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, see you at DAC this year, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com, or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of May 16th, 2014, I'm Amelia Dalton. And you've been fried.